And we're back. Last segment on today's show. Matt, you ever notice that when you turn on MSNBC and CNN, they never have any Republican or right-wing guests on? I don't know. I think they give them fair time.
You know, my hope is that your friend and person you grew up with, CJ, that he comes around on this Trumpite stuff. I mean, at some point, even CJ's got to see the light on that. Is he really in favor of what Trump's been doing? That's what I want to know from CJ.
Well, I don't think that he really has, you know, he really never gets very specific on the issues. It's always just general statements that you hear from all the networks. So I don't really go by that. But, you know, you got to change the term, I think, because I've been talking about Cro-Magnon and Neanderthal and been studying my roots a little bit more. And I think we need to call them Trumplodites, you know, kind of like troglodytes.
Troglotrumps? Trumpites is another thing.
Yeah, no, that's more biblical, though. it's so bad when you see people just not refusing to look at reality. So what I think is a really good plan, right, to take back Wisconsin and any other state. You know, there's enough of us around, I think, every day that talk about these issues and wish we could do something, or maybe you're in a different spot where you can't be there. But I would like to organize where you get different activists together, set up a schedule to be at the Capitol. You know what? I got room at my house, Matt. I'm going to find out if there's three or four people from different quadrants of this state that want to come and stay at my house for a few months, and we'll go up to the Capitol every day. And we'll go to the districts that they're from, and we'll just sit in the rotunda and represent the entire state. But it'll all be about truth and reality.
Yeah, and, you know, I do think those kinds of actions are really necessary right now. I mean, get into the Capitol, wear a mask still, because there's so many Republicans that are not wearing masks and turned it into a super spreader place. But the COVID is going down now, so protect yourself. But go in there and, you know, exercise your First Amendment rights to speak and to assemble, and give them a piece of your mind. I mean, that's, you know, it's our house, it's our building. We're paying their salaries. You know, they may act like they're little gods or in charge of their little fiefdoms, but, you know, give them some grief for the bad policies that they keep trying to push in there.
Well, you kind of got to look over your shoulder, too, because while we're expressing our First Amendment rights, they're talking about quieting us with their Second Amendment rights on us. It just blows me away. They want everybody to have a gun. I mean, I looked at the news. It's everywhere. You know, cops getting killed, kids getting killed. Here's one, a baby was in the young toddler in the back seat, shoots himself while the two in the front seat were smoking pot. No, I've never smoked pot like that. I don't know about anybody with a gun driving down the road and a baby in the car. There's just too much insanity going on, and it scares me because, you know, I don't go to church, but I'm fairly versed on some of the scriptures, right? And I realize some of these were written a long time ago, and it's kind of hard for me to not recognize some of this stuff and go, well, this is a sign, and maybe that's one we're supposed to, like, do something about it, people.
I mean, you make an interesting point on the Second Amendment. It seems to be the only amendment they really like there. But the First Amendment, I mean, they just passed this anti-riot bill last week, which was going to take away our freedom to assemble. If anyone in a group of, say, 300 issued a threat saying, you know, we should go break a window at, you know, at the bank on the square or something, everyone, all 299 other people could be arrested for a misdemeanor of attending a riot, even though they weren't the people who issued the threat of violence. I mean, that's just crazy guilt by association, but that's the kind of stuff they're bringing down right now.
Well, that's like putting Scott Walker out in a crowd with a Louisville, isn't it? Take us all down.
He said he wanted to do that. Right, doing that.
Right? The guy that starts it all goes, and everybody else that was there doing a peaceful protest get nabbed. Something like, I mean, it's, these guys are Nazis, man. Nothing short of that in my world. I'm sorry, but I see no difference. I mean, they're embracing what the Germans did, aren't they? Yes, they are.
You know, anyone who studied how the Nazis came to power needs to recognize that it wasn't just members of the Nazi Party, Hitler and his little group, that enabled the Nazis to seize power, but it was just a lot of people, you know, playing ball with them, a lot of businesses saying it'd be good for business. A lot of people fool themselves to say, "Oh, this guy's a little bit nutty, but we can, you know, he'll behave once he gets in office." That's what they were saying about Trump too.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, wow, you know, I just saw them both at the same time. It's like Hitler was far more dangerous when he got to the level that he got to. But look, it started with, you know, going after teachers and the librarians and public workers and burning books. And that's what we're doing here, people. I mean, okay,
yeah, the burning books thing is just, come on.
Oh, and they're good books. That's the worst part about it. But here, let's go with the family that had the third wife as a centerfold in the White House. Oh, my God. I mean, look at how bad we are. These guys are so religious, and they're, like, going through Sodom and Gomorrah with the Republican Party. See? I know some things about
the
Bible.
They all made their pact with their devil, the devil being Trump, and they were fine supporting Trump so long as well. He gave tax breaks to their rich friends and their corporate donors, and gave them right-wing judges to appease the social conservative movement. That was the agreement. That's the deal. That's the pact with the devil. Anything you can do to our Constitution is fine, so long as you give us a little bit more money on our tax breaks and get some anti-abortion judges in there. Seriously, that was the deal they've made.
It's pretty bad. I guess they really don't stand for freedom and democracy. That's pretty obvious. What, with freedom to live, people? You guys talk about being judged after we're done here. Well, you're not supposed to be judging us while we're here for things that you don't have any right to do that. It's like the people that do the most harm to people pollute our air and water. You know, did you see that there's like a big chunk of space trash that's scheduled to hit the dark side of the moon? I mean, how could...
Oof, didn't see that.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, the size of it. I'm like, well... That can't be good, because I know that just if a rather large meteorite were ever to strike here, right, dinosaurs? I mean, that could just start the whole apocalypse. And they're talking about it, well, it's on the dark side and stuff. And I'm like, how big is it? It's like, I don't know how many tons, several tons. I mean, can you imagine looking up at the sky and seeing this thing and watch that moon just disintegrate? That'd be the end of us. Wow. I don't know. If I was them, I'd be planning on trying to intercept that thing right about now. I can't remember what the scientist that has the date and the time down to it. But if you know about it, well, why are we smiling about this? I don't think that's cool at all. I mean, that can only end in disaster. It's just like the movie, man. This isn't going to end well. And it's like we're living the worst sci-fi films. Hey, Matt, we're almost done. Thanks for coming on, and we'll do it again tomorrow after 7. I'll be back here with
my Luke. Pleasure, Mike. I'll try to get in the studio tomorrow for you.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk to you then. So that's about the end of this show, man. And you've been listening to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and WAUK out of Waukesha, 540 AM, 101 FM. The Shaw. Caw-caw! I got to get into more depth on these people that were willing to do the fake electors tomorrow. I know Crudy's been doing a good job. I think we just need to keep mentioning these people's names, where they're from, and what they've done. We'll be back to do this again tomorrow, folks. Thanks again. Pizza Box Mike signing off. I guess I'll keep on. Baby, baby, baby.